Hi everyone, this is Steve, and this is a special reflection from the 412, the Highway 412 that I drive every day between my home and Stillwater, Oklahoma. And I had two rather exciting things happen to me today as I was heading home. I was driving east, and I was going about 75 miles per hour, which is the legal speed limit, and I could see this red-tail hawk. Which we have quite a few of here in Oklahoma, and especially during the winter, you'll see them a lot. But there was this hawk, and he was flying perpendicular to the direction I was going. And I knew we were going to cross each other's path at about the same time. And I knew that the hawk could see me, but he was not perturbed at all, and he just kept flying. And he crossed right in front of my car, about 6 feet off the ground, and he was literally about 6 feet in front of my windshield when he crossed in front of the car. So I got this up close and very personal look at this beautiful red-tailed hawk who, if he or I had misjudged our speed, we would have collided and that poor hawk would have been killed, I'm sure. But it was really interesting to see this hawk crossing right in front of me and basically looking each other in the eye and he not flinching at all. So it was great. It was really wonderful. A few minutes later, as I was driving on the same highway, I could see about, I don't know, maybe 0.2 mile ahead of me, this car that suddenly swerved, and he swerved to the left, and he ran up on the embankment. There's like this small little hill between the different directions of the lanes. And he goes up on top of this embankment, and he flips around as 180 degrees, slides back across the highway, lands in the shoulder on the right side of the road, right next to this guardrail. And I didn't know what had happened. All the other cars that were near him, they just kept on going. But I decided I'd pull over and see what had happened. And so I pulled over, and you know, I'm I don't know, maybe about 20 yards down, farther down the highway than him, and he gets out of his car, and you know, I could see that he had this rather really frazzled look on his face, and he was obviously shook up. But what had happened was he'd had a blowout on his left rear tire, and he nearly lost control of the car. Well, I guess you could say he did lose control of the car, because he swerved and managed to turn around, and he was facing in the wrong direction on the highway, but he had landed on the shoulder right next to this guardrail, so he was out of the traffic and had not really damaged his car, and he was doing fine. But I could tell he was shaken, and he was groping for his cell phone, getting ready to call somebody. And I could tell, though, he said, "Thank you so much for stopping." He said, "There's nothing you can do. I'll be able to call somebody, and they'll be able to come and, you know, take me home and get a tow and everything like that." But I could tell that he was just a little bit grateful that that I had stopped, and just to make sure that he was okay. So two interesting things that happened on today on my homeward trek on Highway 412.